Today on Real Radio.
So I walked her outside. I said, now, what were you trying to say? She goes, I got to get back in there. I have a message from God to this church. And come to find out, it was a very perverse thing. But I said, you're not going in there. I work for God, she said. I said, well, so do I.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his verse-by-verse series through the New Testament letter known as 1 John. Now, we've been looking at passages in the second chapter where John speaks of Antichrist and not to be deceived by anything that is against the true Messiah and all that he is and all that he represents. Now, continuing down that path, the Apostle John continues to admonish the Lord's followers to separate truth from error. And believe it or not, fellowship with other believers is one way to grow and to hone our skills in discerning true discipleship. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a lesson from 1 John 2, verses 19 through 24. It's a lesson called True Christian Fellowship.
It's just a little alarming that James warns us that the person who opens up the Bible, many of you have home Bible studies in your house. You open up the Bible and you say, man, this is great. And it is great. Oh, we're having so much fun. And you are having fun. But don't take it too lightly, because the scripture teaches that we, whoever crack open the word of God, will receive a greater judgment from who? The world? No, from God himself. Because to whom much is given, much will be required. And so it's very important that we understand that we are to be a people in these last days that contend for the faith, and live a life dedicated to God, so that when they look at us with that microscope or with that magnifying glass, that if they look hard enough, they'll see Jesus in our lives. And this is what the Lord would have for us to experience. We're going to look at a few things tonight with the time remaining, and we don't have much time, so we're going to fly. So I'm going to ask you to follow along with me carefully on this. In your note-taking, I want you to look at verse 19. And the first thing we want to see is this. Concerning true Christian fellowship, the first thing that we see is that it demands that we trust Jesus Christ to shepherd the church. Mark this down. Listen carefully. I'm at a handicap in sharing this with you. Would it be better for me to step around from this pulpit and get down on the floor? Maybe I should. Maybe I can bend this microphone and it would catch my voice down this way. Because the tendency for me to be here and you there, there's this separation. I have a desk in my office. And one of the loving brothers here at this church built that desk. Now, you could land an F-14 fighter plane on that desk. It's huge, but it's extremely functional. And I'm quite the slob, so there's papers all over that thing normally. But I don't like to live behind that desk. I feel alienated. I feel distanced from the people that might be in my office at that time. But this pulpit, like Ezra, during the time of Nehemiah and Ezra, were the very first pulpit is recorded in Scripture. It was built of wood, and there Ezra opened up the Word of God, and they had a Bible study, not for an hour, but for about 9 hours, which is, to me, the way every Bible study should be. What more important things do we have to do but study the Bible? This pulpit, I don't want to be a deterrent to what I'm about to say. True Christian fellowship demands that we trust Jesus Christ to shepherd his church. Now listen, if there is a movement, if there is an activity, if there's a teaching, if there's an attitude, If something is being sent out from the pulpit or from the ministry, or can I say the word which I hate to say, leadership, because of the connotations that that brings up. If there's a message or an error being produced, that the leadership sit here and the lay people sit over there, I find that repulsive, personally, because I see the exact opposite with Jesus. When we look at the fellowship of the saints, when it says, for example, in verse 19, when it says that they went out from us, this is the they, or those, who are of an antichrist spirit. Remember what we saw last time together. We find those of an antichrist spirit in church. But verse 19 says, they went out from us. Now, what it doesn't mean, hear me clearly, what it doesn't mean is God leading you off or over to another church. It's not what he's talking about. It's not what's meant. Well, you know, somebody left my fellowship and they've come to your church and, you know, what is that? That's not what he's talking about. Every ministry, in fact, let's put it this way. In fact, a friend, I appreciate him saying this. He said, you can have a Colonel Sanders on one corner and a Jack in the Box in one corner and a Taco Bell on the other and an In-N-Out. And they're all busy. They're all ministering to people. What John is not talking about is when someone is in a church and they've been there and they're growing and growing and growing. You know what often happens? God says, I've used you here. And now it's time, with all that you have ingested in this church, it's time now that you go to another place and carry with you what I've given you so that you can help that work go. I think of a Calvary Chapel that's getting started down the freeway. What would it be? East of here. How exciting that is. Would to God that we would all rejoice rather than some cult springing up or something like that. Now, when he says that these were of us, they went out from us, he's not talking about Christians that might be led to another fellowship, for crying out loud. He's talking about people who were never Christians at all. They infiltrate churches. They lift hands up in the air just like you do. In fact, quite frankly, they might lift their hands during worship or praise higher than you do. They may be next to you weeping, and you're wondering, what's wrong with me? How come I'm not being moved like they're being moved? Listen, God's people, there's this koinonia of the Spirit. There could be people who are in ministry. You can buy books, Christian books, that warn you, and one of them is entitled, The Predators in Our Pulpits. That just the theme, or the title of that book makes me scared. I have it in my office. The Predators, or Our Predators in the Pulpits. Well, the world outside this wall, they can probably drop a list 9 miles long about predators in the pulpits that they're aware of. But what about the church? The fact of the matter is, the scriptures teach us that Jesus is in control of his church. Do you and I understand everything that's going on within it? No, we do not. We don't understand. But Jesus died for his church. Have you been wounded? Have you been hurt? Have you been affected? It's not coming from Christ. It stems from possibly someone misrepresenting Christ, or misunderstanding, period. But the demand upon us as a church is to realize, concerning true Christian fellowship, is that Jesus is the shepherd of the church. This is true. It's true in here. You might say, well, you know what? You're just saying that. I've known pastors. You know what? You ought to live with me for a while. I can honestly tell you, I do not I do not miss one moment of sleep concerning this church. Now, you may call me naive and in denial, but I don't let anything worry me about it. There's no way. I'm not going to worry about it. I didn't sign up for this job. I didn't jump up and down. I didn't fast and beg and pray, oh, God. No. He called me. I figured if he called me, he made it extremely clear that he called me. I got kind of upset with him when he did call me. I had my retirement all set up perfect. And he calls me to do this thing. And you know what? I have to just give the Lord honor and praise. You know what? As Christiana was speaking, mentioning about hearing God's voice, when we're still and when we're quiet, it is easier to follow him. I am convinced that Jesus never stops talking. My problem is, I'm not always listening. You know, you can take a college class on how to communicate. You can take a college course on how to write. You can take a college course on anything. Have you ever even heard of a college class offered on how to listen? And yet you can just divorce yourself from anything that you're trying to pursue if you don't know how to listen. Jesus is always speaking. True Christian fellowship demands that we trust Jesus Christ to shepherd the church. And look, these who depart, they departed from the pastoral care of Jesus. When someone's in the fellowship and they're not of the fellowship, that's what John is speaking of. It's not that they, well, I'm at Calvary and I'm a Baptist. I guess I don't belong here. I'm leaving. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about people who are not belonging to Jesus at all. And you can find them in church. And you can see here that they depart because God moves them out. I told you before that Dr. Walter Martin said, it's a great thing that Jesus moves them out. Because if he didn't move them out into the cult that they finally wind up into, then they'll just continue to sit right among you in church on Sunday all the days of your life. There are those who are against the cross or an enemy to the cross. Secondly, we see this. True Christian fellowship, by departing, they expose their true colors, who they really are. They went out, it says, from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. You ought to underline that. They would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest, unveiled, the drape or the covering pulled off of them. God sends them out. We don't have to have a Holy Spirit watchdog team. You know, we don't have to have that. God will take care of this place. And there are those, I remember one time there was the lady, I think I told you before, she was a false prophet. And she tried to say something during the service, and you guys had just started singing, and I couldn't, actually, I totally lied. I could hear what she was saying, but I told her, excuse me, I can't hear what you're saying. And she said something about, I have a message for this church, and you guys were all singing. It was at the end of a message. I said, what? She says, I have a message for the church. I said, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. So I walked her outside. I said, now, what were you trying to say? She goes, I got to get back in there. I have a message from God to this church. And come to find out it was a very perverse thing. But I said, you're not going in there. I work for God, she said. I said, well, so do I. If we work for the same boss, then we should agree on this message that you want to deliver, which is not from God. There's no way that God would say this. And in an instant, every type or four-letter word came out of her mouth that you can imagine. Well, Jesus said you'd know them by their fruit, no matter how rotten it might be. And the flies circling around it, it was quite clear. And that woman departed. Unfortunately, somebody driving home from church saw this lady walking down the street and picked her up, you know, and found out that she had been asked to leave a church.
And that was a whole other story.
But Jesus takes care of his fellowship. John is telling us they're among us. So what do we do about it? We pray, God, protect the church. But listen, because Jesus is the one to pastor the church, it is extremely important that the pastor and the elders that are here to maintain and help and nurture the body, it's absolutely essential that they be in direct submission to Jesus himself. If that's not the case, I personally believe that if you can pray and ask God, Lord, am I in the right church or not? Lord, is this the place that you want me to be? You know what I think? I think God is bright enough to answer you. And I'm not talking about personality or he's, you know, I can't go back there. That pastor's so ugly, I just can't even listen to the message. Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. Well, you know what? The worship leader, their hair's too long. I'm not talking about your petty problem that you have in that area. I'm talking about, is the word of God going out? Are you being challenged? Are you being convicted? Are you maybe convicted one week and then encouraged the next? And admonished one month and then so energized about a message or something that you're being changed moment by moment, or as Paul put it, from glory to glory? It's important. It's ultimately important. The next thing that we see here is that having departed, we must let them go their way. This almost sounds cold. We are talking about, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, people who do not belong next to you. They are antichrist in spirit. They will destroy prayer meetings. They will destroy men's groups. They will destroy women's ministry. They'll destroy people that are around them. And they're cunning. They're crafty. When Pastor Jesus moves them on, let them go. Let them go. You and I have no commitment to try to grow some super church or some kingdom. Let Jesus be the one who rules his church. And John is telling us to be very careful because true Christian fellowship is characterized by several things. One of those things is that those who are Christians continue with us. And let me put it this way. Continue with the body of Christ. Gosh, Jack, I kind of get the feeling you're asking me to leave. No, I'm not saying that, but you will never hear from me an argument on why you should stay here. If you're growing, praise God. And I'm not saying, and I'm not speaking to those who don't know Christ. I'm speaking to you who know Christ. Do you realize that there very, very well may be a time where you have learned what you have needed to learn in this fellowship and it's time to move on? Do you know how much of a blessing that is? You are here, I trust, on Sundays where we get to parade often people in front of you to pat them on the back and pray for them and send them off to some foreign country in the world. You know, I think that's one of the most wonderful things that could happen in the church. Well, but you know what? What if everybody starts heading off going to all kinds of parts of the world? Would to God that would happen. The next thing that we want to take a look at, very important, is this. It says in verse 20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. This is interesting language. And you know all things. What does he mean by that? First of all, true Christian fellowship is under the direction or the orchestration of the work of the Holy Spirit himself. His internal presence in our lives will see us through. Those of us who are Christians in here tonight, You may be floundering as a believer. You may be struggling. You may be complacent, or you may be red hot for God. The fact of the matter is, the Holy Spirit is at work within the church. And listen, he's under the command of Pastor Jesus. Jesus himself said that the Holy Spirit would teach you whatsoever I've commanded you. Jesus also said that the Holy Spirit would be the one who would bring all things to your remembrance. Isn't that great? It's the Holy Spirit, and his internal presence will see us through all the way as believers. What do I mean by that? For those who are born again, the Holy Spirit dwells inside you. And let me say this. I always get amazed to hear or to find out what I believe from other people. It blows my mind. If the Holy Spirit dwells in you, that is, if you are born again, God will take you from where you're at now all the way through this life and deposit you in heaven. He will do it. He's committed to doing it. He'll see to it. The scriptures tell us in many places and gives us assurance and comfort. In the book of Ephesians, it tells us that we have been sealed unto the day of redemption. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. The word means a down payment. We have this internal witness of the Spirit of God. He's going to see us through. In Psalm 133, verse 2, concerning the act of anointing the priest, there is this picture portrayed as the oil is poured over the sons of Aaron. It says that it is like precious oil upon the head running down over or onto the beard of Aaron running down on the edges of his garments. That's the symbolism of the Holy Spirit, that the priest of God is being enveloped in the presence of the Holy Spirit for ministry. Well, the Holy Spirit is not necessarily symbolically poured out on you now by a vial of oil. He dwells in you. He sets his mark upon you. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 says, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Do you have that assurance this evening? Do you know that you are a child of the living God?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson taken from 1 John 2 and verses 19 through 24. The title, True Christian Fellowship. True Christian Fellowship, part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse series through the three New Testament letters written by the Apostle John himself. And we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. By the way, have you seen our Monday night television program called Real Life with Jack Hibbs? We also have an app for your smartphone or your tablet that goes by the same name called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Remember, it's absolutely free, so if you just got a new tablet or a smartphone for Christmas, well, here's your opportunity to go to the App Store and download it at no charge. Lots of features connected to Real Radio right there at your fingertips, like Journey. That's another one of our TV programs that airs on hischannel.com. Words to the Wise, that's Pastor Jack's devotional, which I personally love and that you can get via email. Also, our Wednesday night study is available, which also airs, by the way, on hischannel.com live on Wednesday nights. Our Real Radio podcasts are available. And, of course, Real Life with Jack Hibbs, our Monday night TV program that deals with exactly that, real life issues from a biblical perspective. And a whole lot more when you download the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone or tablet. I'm looking at mine right now. I got to tell you, it makes things real convenient. Just go to your app store and look for Real Life with Jack Hibbs, the new free app for your tablet or smartphone. Of course, to learn more, you could always visit us, realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. Also, our telephone number is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.